The next slide shows some of my favorite bits of data from the mission. At the very end, we turned one of our near-infrared cameras to a long exposure, and as we screamed down into Cabeas, dipped below the bright rims, what we saw was a floor Cabeas revealed for the first time in 1 or 2 billion years. We have not seen the floor of Cabeas ever, of course. It's in permanent shadow. But these near-infrared cameras were able to image light that was radiating from the walls, scattering in from the rims of the craters and whatnot, and revealed what you see here. And eventually, what we could see, both in our thermal cameras, we could pick up the heat from the impact, and also this image, we could register them together, we could see the crater, the brand-new fresh crater the Centaur had just made in this field of view. The arrows pointing to it. What you see here are those bright hills. Those are nice sloping hills pocketed with smaller craters, some larger craters here. The scale on this image is a couple kilometers across or so. It's about from 10 kilometers above the surface when we took this image. And you can see our crater down there with the arrow pointed.